Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Madness is scheduled for Thursday night at FedEx Forum. Completely sold out already. And the man responsible for the type of enthusiasm that could lead to this reality is a former consensus All-American in college, former first-team All-NBA guard as a professional. His name, of course, is Penny Hardaway. He's in his first year, head coach, University of Memphis Tigers, and he joins me now. Penny, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you?
Everything's all right, my word. I appreciate you being here. And I know you're forever confident and optimistic, so I know you probably expected this, but trust me, selling 18,000 tickets to Memphis Madness or any madness is not an easy thing to accomplish. How satisfied are you that the community has responded in this way?
I'm extremely satisfied. I'm just so thankful for the city of Memphis. They've been great for me and great to me ever since my name has been known when I played with Elliott Perry in the ninth grade, and they've always come and supported me and have supported me throughout my entire career. So with this happening, it's just – you know, nothing short of greatness, you know, with the fans on how they're responding to us.
Obviously, the sold-out FedEx Forum has a lot to do with it. It's your Memphis Madness, and I think people want to show their appreciation for you accepting this job and really knocking it out of the park every day since the day you got hired to this day, October 2nd. Also, there's been some reported big attractions that might be there, and I'm sure that has something to do with it as well. Are you ready to just confirm everybody who's going to be in attendance?
I am not ready to confirm. I am not ready to confirm yet. So, sorry, Gary. Good try, though.
I had to take one shot at it, and then I'd move on. So, let me ask you this, though. Obviously, expectations are super duper high. Does that concern you at all that somehow, some way, for some reason, they might not be met?
Oh, you mean for the season?
No, I mean for Thursday night. People have now.
Oh no! Oh. You know, our heart is in the right place. Okay. When your heart is in the right place, then you're good. You know, some people probably are going to be disappointed in some areas, and some people are going to be like, "Wow, that was the most amazing night." So we're hoping that the majority is saying it's the most amazing night. That's what we put this together for.
I'm talking to Memphis head coach Penny Hardaway. He's on Twitter at @IAmOneCent. You've received a lot of amazing ovations in your life, from your time at Memphis State to your time as a star of a team in the NBA Finals, but I think it's reasonable to assume that the ovation you're going to receive Thursday night as the head coach of your alma mater is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen and possibly unlike anything most of us have ever seen. Have you thought about what that's going to be like when the public address announcer says to a crowd of 18,000 people inside FedEx Forum for the first time ever, and the head coach of the Memphis Tigers is Penny Hardaway? Have you thought about what that's going to look like, sound like?
I really haven't, but you know, it's going to be an amazing feeling, though. I just know. But I haven't thought about just being introduced as the head coach is going to be amazing. The ovation, I don't know yet, but it should be pretty amazing.
Have you, obviously you've been heavily involved in this. You made it clear months ago that you wanted this night, whenever this night would be, to be a special night. And so there are plenty of college coaches around the country who are just recruiting, just coaching their teams. They're not even dealing with this. Not every school has a madness, and almost nobody, if not nobody, has a madness that's going to be this type of event. Has it worn you? Is it exhausting at all? How time-consuming has it been for you?
No, it's not. It hasn't been exhausting because, you know, everything is just, you know, has been running smoothly. You know, we're excited. That's why, and we're amped to get into Thursday. And when I started working on this from the beginning, I just wanted it to be amazing. That's it. I just wanted to give the fans, the recruits, an opportunity to just have a ball that night, along with our players and the women's players. So, I mean, it's just going to be – we wanted it to be a special night, so that's why I worked so hard on it.
It appears that people have had a hard time saying no to Penny Hardaway. Not all coaches could get just any of these reported figures who are going to be there to show up on a Thursday night to, you know, a pep rally, more or less. Have you been – what's that been like? Finding out over and over again that when you ask people to do something and tell them how important it is that they help you with something, they seem willing to do it.
Well, I mean, everybody's, you know, has bought in. Everybody's seeing the energy and feeling the energy and seeing how exciting things are here. People around the country understand where Memphis basketball is right now and how excited the fans are, and they just want to be a part of it. I mean, honestly, they understand how big this is.
I knew that your hiring and everything that subsequently happened would be incredibly big in Memphis. What has surprised me a little bit is how much this has resonated nationally. Every time I'm on the phone with some basketball coach, they ask me about you. They ask me about your program. That hasn't always been the case. I was on the phone with an ACC coach yesterday. Before he got off the phone with me, he's like, so what's going on with Penny? How are they doing at Memphis? What's that Memphis Madness going to look like? Have you have you been surprised by how much this is a national story? Like, The Athletic has been in here. The Sports Illustrated has been in here. ESPN's been in here. Like, this is one of the biggest stories, not just in Memphis, but in college basketball. Has that shocked you at all?
It has shocked me, honestly. I guess I didn't factor in all of these possibilities. I did some, but not all of them. And, you know, it's the word around the nation, like you said, about how's Memphis going to look, what's going on there, and all eyes are going to be on us all season, and I love that.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway here, head coach at University of Memphis. Memphis Madness scheduled for Thursday night at FedEx Forum. If you don't already have tickets, you can check StubHub, I guess. But you're not going to be able to buy them from the university anymore because they are all gone. And by the way, the lower-level tickets sold for $10. I looked at them last night just at StubHub. They're going for like $250. $150. Like, it's the hottest ticket.
Wow.
I know.
Like, Gary.
Somebody's making a dollar off of this thing. But the idea that you could reasonably price them at $150, $200, underlines the demand for this event. It's going to be it is one of the most anticipated things to happen in FedEx Forum in some time. Let's talk basketball for a second. How have the practices been so far?
The practices have been great. I mean, we have our bumps and bruises and our weaknesses that we're working on, but the energy level is what we ask. We can't coach effort and energy. So they've been giving us the energy and the effort, and we've been teaching and coaching, and the practices have been going smooth and very competitive.
Anybody surprised you, like really stood out? Obviously, everybody on the roster that you inherited, but everybody you brought in, you have evaluated in some form. But sometimes I've talked to coaches, and they say, I didn't realize how good the kid was till I got him on campus and started working with him regularly. Anybody fit that description?
Well, I mean, I've had Alex Lomax for a while,
right.
So Alex is just really being Alex. I'm used to seeing him play. But I was shocked to see Kareem Brewton and Tyler Harris. Tyler Harris is, you know, I guess by putting three men on him every time we played, I never got a chance to really see him play his game. But but Tyler has been, you know, spectacular. You know, everybody knows that he's an unbelievable scorer. But defensively, he's taking a challenge. And Kareem Brewton, when Jeremiah Martin was out, he was just being a leader and working really hard and really worked on his defense, because when I first took over the job, in our first meeting, he said, Coach, I try to play defense, but I'm not successful at it. And now he's one of our best defenders. So he's been working. That's been great. Not leaving anyone else out, but those two guys have really been surprising.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis. He's on Twitter, at @IAM1Cent. Coaches often say that you get better in the offseason, that's you put in the work then, that's when you become a different player. Assuming that's true to some degree, how big of a deal is it, if at all, that Jeremiah Martin has missed so much time this offseason because of injuries?
You know what? He's a little behind, but Jeremiah is such a competitor. As soon as he came back the first time, he fit right in. You could tell he never missed a beat, but there are some things that we were working on that he has to get the language and understand how to do, because he's never done it before. But he's so tough and has so much, you know, strength and will to say, hey, I'm not going to be behind long. He's catching up fast, but it does hurt when you're not having time on the floor with a new coaching staff and you're on the sideline for months at a time. It does hurt, but to his credit, he came back. He definitely fast-forwarded things a lot.
You know, you're not only surrounded by new players, you're surrounded by a new coaching staff. You'd never worked with any of these guys before, though you and Tony, of course, played together many years ago. What's it been like being in the gym every day with Mike, with Sam, with Tony?
You know, it's been amazing, because when you have NBA guys together, we talk NBA language, you know, and Tony brings that college atmosphere and what he's learned from being one of the best assistant coaches in the country, because of his knowledge of the game, the rules, how to recruit and all those things. So to be in the same gym with these guys and bouncing things off of them, they make my job so much easier. You know, when I was in high school, I had so much of the responsibility when I was in middle school and high school. But in college, man, you got, you know, three other guys that have as much knowledge as you. And it's been great to have those guys with me.
Well, one of the things that people have pointed out is that when you have had the practices open, that the other coaches, the assistants, have been heavily involved. And something I've told listeners before is that way back when John Calipari was the head coach and I was the beat writer at the Commercial Appeal, John ran everything. And people would often ask me, so how's Derek Kellogg going to be as a head coach someday or Tony Barbee someday? And I'd say, I don't know, because I never really seen him do anything. My understanding is that you don't take that approach at all. And I'm not even sure John still does. But everything I've heard is that Sam and Mike and Tony are very, very involved on a minute-to-minute basis, which I think shows a certain level of confidence in yourself. Like, you don't need to do everything. You've got some brilliant basketball minds in there with you. They can certainly do their part.
Absolutely, man. I have no ego when it comes. These are my brothers. When it comes to the game of basketball, they have a ton of knowledge to give to the kids. I don't want to cheat the kids out of that. And I'm very confident in myself.
Right.
And Tony and Mike and Sam do such a tremendous job with getting to the guys. I want the players to respect all of the coaches. And then these guys want to be head coaches in college one day. You know, they're working on their craft as well. So, you know, we're all enjoying it. I'm learning things from them. They're learning things from me. And we're pushing each other. And the players are all getting the benefit of all of it. So, reaping the benefits of all of it. And, you know, we're having fun while doing so.
Talking to Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis. Memphis Madness scheduled for a Thursday night at FedEx Forum. I've seen you picked as low as 8th in the AAC. Athlon has you 7th. I know you've been very clear that you think your team's going to be better than some of the so-called experts seem to think, and that you believe you're going to be coaching an NCAA tournament team. But tell me why you think that, if you can. What do you see in your team that, say, folks over at Athlon don't seem to see?
Well, first of all, the team finished 5th last year.
Okay.
We only lost pretty much one player that was playing a lot, and that was Jamario Moon. We got pretty much the entire 5 coming back. And then we added some really good, you know, players to the team along with the freshmen. So, you know, that doesn't equate to going getting worse. That, to me, is getting better. And then our veterans on the team, they've already seen the league. They played a ton of minutes last year. So you're disrespecting guys that have seen the league and have played 20-plus minutes a night and are coming back to see it for a second time around. So, and then our staff, you know, you get wins off coaching as well. And I think that we're going to coach really well, coach these guys up, and be prepared for every scenario. That doesn't equal 7th or 8th in my mind.
How have the players that you inherited been? Like, the guys that you enrolled, they came there to play for Penny Hardaway. The other guys, they came there to play for, with Jeremiah's case, Josh Pastner, and then the other guys with Tubby Smith. How has it been them adjusting to you? My understanding is there have been no issues. They've been great, but I'd still like to ask what it's been like with the players that you inherited.
Well, I mean, it's been excellent, you know. Considering, like you said, Jeremiah, this is his third coach in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guys, this is their second coach in 2 years. So I came in with the mindset of family and telling these guys, look, we're going to do it together. You know, if you guys want to make the NCAA tournament, have a chance of winning the conference title, we can't do it, you know, bickering or wondering if I like you guys or anything. I love you guys. You guys are family to me. We're going to go at it hard. And I think once I made them feel comfortable, they were all in from that point on. And I haven't treated them differently not one day from what I told them how we were going to be. And I think they appreciate that, and they bought in.
Wrapping up here with Penny Hardaway, head coach at University of Memphis. Last thing before I let you go, I know you can't discuss the specifics of recruiting, but just in general, how do you feel about how recruiting is going? Obviously, you're involved with some high-level guys from all over this country. Do you feel good about where you're at right now with some of the prospects you're pursuing?
Yes. I mean, I do. I mean, I feel like we're making headway with a lot of the recruits that we're recruiting, and, you know, we're making people feel comfortable, and we just know that we're going to keep fighting, you know, that we're in a war with other schools, and hopefully we'll prevail.
That is Penny Hardaway, head coach at University of Memphis. Memphis Madness scheduled for Thursday night inside FedEx Forum. Completely sold out, more than 18,000 tickets already. So your best bet at this point is just go check StubHub and type in your American Express card. Other than that, you're going to have to read about it that night or the next day. Penny, I can't tell you how impressive it is to be able to do this in your first year or any year, to be able to build the program, to create this level of enthusiasm. And I appreciate your time today, and I'm going to see you on Thursday night.
Oh, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it, and I definitely appreciate the city, and I think they know that.
They certainly do. Thanks, Penny. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Penny.
Great, thank you.
All right, that's Penny Hardaway, head coach at University of Memphis. Memphis Madness, again, scheduled for Thursday night. And I wasn't joking. Like, it's really like I checked StubHub last night. If you want to get in the lower level, you could not do it. I think as of last night, for less than $150. And the other tickets were like $250. You could get into the upper level for less than $100, but still, these are $10 face value tickets and $5 face value tickets. Every single one has been bought, and now people are trying to make a dollar off them like it's a Jay-Z Beyonce show. And it really is impressive. I hope people, and I know they don't, but like, don't take this for granted, because this is not normal.
No.
Some of the best basketball programs in America could try to hold a Madness celebration, and they can't fill 18,000 seats. They can't fill 8,000 seats. They can't fill 4,000 seats.
Right.
And so it was just a year ago when Memphis couldn't put, you know, barely, you know, like, I think the building was like two-thirds empty.
Yeah.
And now the building is going to be completely full, and there's so much demand for these tickets that somebody's, you know, selling them for more than $100 each over at StubHub. You know, I think the list of schools that could do this is very short. And I'm somebody who's been to these other Madnesses around the country. I've been to Kentucky's multiple times. I've been to Kansas's. I've been to Indiana's. If you're trying to create a list of the schools that could actually put 18,000 people into a building for a Madness ceremony, it's probably Kentucky,
yeah,
Kansas, Indiana, North Carolina.
Yeah, maybe.
And we might be done.
Yeah.
And we might be done right there. In Memphis, of course.
Right.
If you were trying to list the programs that could do this. It's
remarkable.
It's a very, very, very short list. And if you don't believe me, as some of these other Madnesses start to trickle out, like you'll see a Villanova Madness. And they've won two of the past three national championships. And it's not going to look anything like what Memphis Madness is going to look like on Thursday night. I've been to Villanova's Madness before. They do it right, but they do it, you know, they don't do it in an 18,000-seat arena. And for a reason, because they couldn't get 18,000 people. They do it on their much smaller campus arena. And so Thursday night is going to be a sight that is very rare in college basketball, and possibly, you know, the most star-studded Madness event, not that Memphis has ever had, but that anybody in the country has ever had. You know, Drake has been to Kentucky's Big Blue Madness. You know, other schools have gotten 2 Chainz and Nicki Minaj and 50 Cent and whatever. There's nothing unique about having a celebrity at your Madness. But having this many, if it goes down the way it's been reported, it's going to go down with Drake, Justin Timberlake, Yo Gotti, Block Boy, Moneybagg Yo. It will be undeniably the most star-studded Madness event in the history of college basketball. And the idea that it's going to happen less than a year after, you know, the program averaged about 4,000 people a game is pretty remarkable. It is why the coaching change needed to happen, and it's why there was only one guy who you would hire to replace Tubby Smith. It was Penny Hardaway, because he was the only guy, literally the only guy on the planet who would take the job, who could do anything close to what he's been able to do since the day he got hired.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.